Eskimos looking to rebound, get back in the winning track, move back into a tie with the Calgary Stampeders at 8-2. They'll need to be victorious and end what has been an ugly 10-game losing streak to the Calgary Stampeders. All-star defensive tackle of the Eskimos, Armando Sewell, joins us now. Armando, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
It's going very well. First of all, I want to talk, you know, you kind of had a scary injury last year in Winnipeg with the neck. Physically, how are you feeling this year?
Well, it was a Saskatchewan game, you know, towards the end of the year, but I'm good, you know. Everything's good. No, I'm just out here just ready to go just playing football.
Now, do you still wear that neck brace that you had? You got to wear that all the time now. And what's the main safety reason? What does it prevent?
You know, it was back in college, I've been wearing it ever since then. I always wore it. You know, it was always, I had like a stinger problem at one point.
Okay.
So, ever since I've been wearing it, I never caught one, so I just always kept it on.
Oh, okay. So, it can prevent stingers. Why is that?
I mean, it keeps your neck from jarring all the way back, so it just keeps your neck in one place. I mean, I've gotten used to it, so wearing it for so long. Half the time I forget that it's even there.
Oh, okay. Now, Armando, Odell Willis said it today very simply. We need to show up. He felt like the team collectively didn't show up emotionally or physically in that game against Calgary. Agree?
You know, I just don't think we matched their intensity as they came out in the game, you know. We all have to show up. We all have to do our own parts. We all have to show up. I mean, we saw the game over and over and over. You know, it got to the point where everybody got sick of watching it, and now we just wanted to go out there and play.
It hasn't happened for your team. You guys have been pretty emotionally invested into all of the games. Some guys were telling me they thought that they were too amped up before the game and they were kind of emotionally spent when the game started. Is that fair, or is that maybe an excuse?
You know, some guys are going to have their own, I know, reason why and things like that, but, you know, at the same point, too, you know, we still have to come out there, whether, you know, you're too overwhelmed or whatever the case may be, you know. But I feel good about this week, that we had a good week of practice. We done fixed it, corrected a whole lot of mistakes that we've made during the game, and then we're ready to go this week, tomorrow.
Armando, what do you need to do to shut down John Cornish?
Well, first of all, we need to tackle better. That's the first thing we need to do. Second of all, we all have to get to the ball. I mean, He's in my opinion, he's a better back in the league, you know? I mean, you got to give him his respect, you know? We got to get him down.
Their offensive line's pretty good as well. They open up some pretty gaping holes. What does their offensive line do so well that maybe others don't collectively as a group?
They have a lot of smart players on their offensive line, you know? Coach Dickerson, I can't remember their offensive line coach at the moment, but, you know, they coach him up really well. And, I mean, there's a real, like, you know, student of the game. I mean, you could tell on the offensive line that everything revolves around Brent Jones, their offensive center. And as long as you control him, he makes out all their calls. So if you key into him, then you know where the ball is going.
Armando Sewell, defensive tackle, the Eskimos, joins us. So when you key on him, how can you take a center, or how can you disrupt him from a defensive lineman standpoint?
I mean, you just have to get into him, you know, just like it's not just him alone. And I mean, they work together as a whole collective group. You know, they have Stanley Bryan out there. He's been an all-star every year as well. They have Wilson also as well. You know, they play all together. They play really good. They're well coached. They don't make a lot of mistakes that we take advantage of. So, you know, we have to go out there and just do what we have to do.
Armando, where did you come up with the somersault?
I've been doing this since last year, and I think it was at the BC game I did it for the first time. I don't know. I just made it up that one day.
Well, it's obviously pretty popular. Do you like that your teammates do it now?
Oh, of course. You know, we all doing it together. We all got our own version of it.
Now, who's the best somersaulter, and who's the worst?
Best. I mean, I like how Willie do it. Willie Jefferson. That's his. And the worst one out of all has got to be Gregory Alexander.
What does he do that's so bad?
Oh, no, he finally got it down, though.
Now, I noticed that, you know, the Stampeders, and we had Sean Lemon on the show. They did their little motorcycle thing towards Coach Jones, which is, you know, I know some guys get a little defensive because the coach is never on the field. How do you guys respond to them kind of mocking your coach's motorbike?
Yeah, you know, they Coach Jones, he said he found it funny. You know, I mean, if it was my bike, I wouldn't have found it funny. But I mean, but it was all. I mean, nobody really cares. You know, they gonna do what they gonna do. We're gonna do what we have to do. So at the end of the game, we're only concerned about winning the game.
You played Calgary at home, and, you know, defensively, you guys were great that game. I think they had 124 passing yards. You disrupted them. They didn't move the ball. You know, special teams, unfortunately, weren't great that day. When you go back at the film and you look at how you shut them down then, and then you saw what happened in Calgary, is it there had to be something other than just a lack of intensity, or is it that simple?
It was just a lack of intensity and lack of focus. You know, I pointed out mainly towards myself too. You know, I could have played a whole lot better. I mean, everybody has to hold themselves accountable to what they did. Like, can you really turn on that game and say that you actually gave it 100%? I mean, it was one of those things that we had to take in mind this week and just, you know, go back to the meeting rooms. Coach is going to give you a good constructive criticism. You have to just take it, fix it, and then let's move on from there.
Armando Sewell, D-tackle for the Eskimos, joined us. Armando, you've had a half a season now to kind of get used to Chris Jones and his defense and his style as a coach. He seems very aggressive in his play calling, right? How is he as challenging the players to play to the best of their capabilities? Like, is he a real vocal coach? Does he get in guys' face to challenge him?
Oh, no, you know, he's going to say what he needs to say. But, I mean, Coach Jones, he's been around for such a long time now. You know, at the beginning of the year, he asked all of us to write down our goals on a piece of sheet. And, you know, we all did it. So he has an idea what everybody's goals for this season is, you know. So it was one of those things where, like, you have to, like, hold yourself accountable, and also at the same time too, hold yourself up to his standards. I mean, your standards might be lower compared to his. So,
what was your goals, if you wouldn't mind sharing?
My goal personally this year, you know, I'll get 40 plus tackles, 10 plus sacks, and I'm right along on pace with my 8 TFLs this year. So that was my personal goal.
Okay. Now, obviously, you wanted to win more, and your team has done that. You guys had a brutal year last year, and you've improved a lot. But now the second half, we know, is really where it starts to get more intense, more aggressive, and you lead into it. You know, you're one of the more veteran guys on this team, Armando. How important is it for your team to maintain that winning attitude that you had and not maybe, you know, get caught up in a few losses? How important do you view tomorrow's game just for that factor alone?
Yeah, tomorrow's game is very important, you know. Like, you see how many teams are so close right now. You have Saskatchewan that won, what was it, 6 games in a row so far? I mean, they're right there along with us. And so in order for us to keep going the way we are, we have to keep putting energy out there like we've been doing in the beginning of the year. So tomorrow's game is extremely important, you know, just like any other game is.
Armando Sewell joins us. One last one for you, Armando. You're a guy who plays some on special teams as much as you do on the on defense. Coach Jones talked about the return game for your team needs to be better by blocking. How do you guys, whether you're on the return game or not, how can you guys improve blocking collectively as a team on special teams?
Like I just said, you know, it was just a lack of mental focus. You know, guys weren't really picking up their blocks. But, you know, Coach Dickerson, I mean, he pointed it out this week during practice. And I'm pretty confident, guys, like, you know, they all got it down and they're ready to go.
Armando, continued success on the season. Good luck tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thank you.